Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of Atletico Barsteps. Please, let's all take a moment to think about the current situation. Thank you. Imagine yourself as the newest member of a bell-ringing group at your local church. You're literally being shown the ropes by the group leader, and you find yourself mesmerised by the sound of the bells as you all pull and release those lovely thick ropes. Then a cocksure but shambolic figure veers into view, his cupped hands containing some kind of thick, dark green gloop. He says,
"Here, rub some of this into your palms and you won't get any chafing off those rough old ropes. I made it from some stuff I found in an area, and it's definitely not bin juice."
It is, of course, the disgraced church warden and my podcast partner, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Bellman, with your little greasy hands. Oh, Mr. Ding Dong, there's truly nowhere where you belong.
And there is the song which signifies the commencement of a new episode. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how are you doing? All right.
I'm all right, yeah.
So this T-shirt you've got on, Andy, it's a great big S-U-N-L-U-N, Sunlun.
Sunlun.
Cock-a-hoop at the Mackham's promotion to the
Absolutely.
English...
Absolutely, yep. We're back in the championship where we belong.
Did you design that T-shirt? Is it really is
no,
bad?
It's a product of the local arts hub and community centre area, Pop Rex in Sunderland, which does a lot of good for the community, and they have lots of events on, and I help them out now and again if I can.
I mean, it looks really bad on you, Andy, because of your shape. You know, do you think you're helping the cause, putting that beautiful T-shirt on your displayed on your
clearly from your assessment, no. It's a hideous mistake.
How do you describe yourself, Andrew? I was just thinking, are you a graphic designer, an entrepreneur, sports
that's
writer?
That's a very good question. Entrepreneur sounds pretty good. I'd describe myself as a podcaster, but that sounds like something that a teenager would describe themselves as, doesn't it, really? It's not anything for a grown man to be going around saying about himself. I don't know.
And you are a grown man. You're a fully grown man, aren't you?
A fully grown
Andy.
Man. Yes, sir.
Andy, I've got a little... I'm very much involved in the country and Western music scene at the moment.
I thought you were. I suspected as much. Yeah.
What do you like about country and Western? Do you like the shoes, the hats, the horses?
Cowboy paraphernalia. I like the spurs on the back of the boots because you can spin them. I like that. I've got no idea what purpose they serve.
I think, sadly, Andrew, I think they're a bit of a weapon. I think they're used to cut into the horse's flesh.
Oh, shit.
To speed.
Horse abuse tools. Oh, well, so maybe not, I don't like them so much.
Maybe then. Not the spurs.
Maybe not the spurs. Oh, I'd say the lassos, then.
I mean, any circular movement, you know, like, do you know, like slingshots and the hammer in the Olympics, the lasso? Motion of the washing machine, they're always fascinating, aren't they? The maelstrom just off the coast in Norway, that's like a whirlpool.
I like them plastic tubes when you spin them really fast, they go woo 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 woo.
Of course you do, Andrew. Of course you do. Does that help with your fitting?
Cheap thrills, yeah.
So I've written a country and Western song. It's about you, Andy, I suppose.
Oh, thank you very much.
See what you think. I've been listening to some country fucking music. trying hard to get my fucking mind less stressed. I've been fiddling with the dial on my fucking iron, trying to get the creases out of my fucking vest. I've been wandering around the local shit farm, thinking hard about cleaning up my fucking mind. I've been tethering Alsatians to lampposts, hoping to get my fucking chakras realigned. I'm not hunky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows, in the fucking dark. I've been sticking my fucking fingers into duck shit. I've been throwing sticks and stones at my fucking cat. I keep hoping all day for a fucking miracle, like waking up and finding out my belly's flat. 'Cause I'm not hunky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows, in the fucking dark. What do you reckon?
Hey, that's not bad. I like that.
Not bad. Do you want to sing the chorus with me, Andy?
Yeah.
Go on then. I'm not hunky. I'm not bright as a spark. I'm Andy Dawson. I'm pissing on shadows.
Pissing on shadows.
In the fucking dark. Good song, that solid song.
That feels like a gift from you to me. Is that a gift, would you say?
Yeah, have it. Yeah, you can stride into Asda, and when you go to the complaints department because one of your fish fingers was a bit bent or something, you can say, I'm Andy Dawson.
Because it's my birthday soon. It's my 50th birthday. That's a special one, isn't it? So that feels like a gift for my 50th birthday from you. Will you be getting us anything else for my birthday?
No. No.
Okay. Liam Casserole, topical comedian.
Oh, yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Another short set of his comedy stylings to share with you. Here we go. Energy bills are through the roof. Maybe they wouldn't be if the roof was properly insulated.
Well done, Liam. Nice one.
Yeah. Have you seen the monkeypox? The monkeypox that's going around. I caught it. I went completely ape.
Yeah, drop that one, Liam, I think.
Have you seen the Queen? It's 70 years on the throne for the Queen. You get less than that for murder.
I don't think that's working. When you said on the throne, then I thought you were heading for her, that she's been on the shitter for 70 years.
Shitter gag. No.
Maybe. No. Maybe so, you could think around that, though, Liam, see if there's a better joke.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
So where can the ladies and gentlemen next see you live, Liam?
Open mic night.
You're doing open mic again?
Open mic night in me bath.
Do you want that as a name today? Do you want to be called Open Mic?
Open Mic. Is that all you've got?
That's all I've got. Or you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs. But
no, I'll just be Ronnie Hot Dogs. I've just come off the top of your head. You can be Major Shit if you want.
Yeah, I'll be Major Shit.
Or Honky Tonk. Major Shit, all right.
Has he got a title? I wouldn't mind being Sir Major Shit or Left Lieutenant.
Well, Major's a title.
Oh, of course it is, isn't it? Major Shit. Crime Files, Andy. There's a new episode
of
Crime Files out. Here it comes. Crime Files. The North Yorkshire village of Yarm is well known for its lively pubs, high-end restaurants, artisan shopping and its wide cobbled high street. Its May Day parade is renowned for its tulip hurling and traditional lardy cake competition. On several occasions, it has been voted the best place to live in the north of England. That was until April 2022, when the reputation of Yarm was to change forever. Situated just off the high street is an old coaching lane with the workshop and sale room of nonsense potter Neil Hunt. That morning he was busy firing nonsense miniature tulip brooches, tulip pendants and tulip motif vases, tulip-handled mugs for the upcoming tulip festival. Neil was on the phone to his clay supplier.
The last batch of clay is tainted and won't fire properly. It crumbles and weeps. I might as well be selling jammy fucking dodges to... Listen to me, young man. If you hold yourself out as a supplier of clay, then you should be able to supply clay. If you can't supply clay, then close your fucking business and move to Newfoundland, where you can sandpaper shit off the fucking fishing boats. It's near Canada, which is a good deal nearer than my fucking clay appears to be at the moment. Now get it sorted, or you will have Neil Hunt to deal with, and that could get messy. Goodbye.
At that moment, the door to the sale room opened, and in walked the Newcastle United manager, Eddie Howe.
Yes.
How do you fucking do, Mr. Potter? And might I say, what a beautiful fucking pottery you have here. It's absolutely fucking nailed on. Tremendous.
Oh, cut the crap, Sunshine. What do you want? What is it you actually want? This is an actual workplace, not a talking shop for lonely choir boys. So I'll ask you once again, what is it that you actually want?
Oh, I swear, keep your fucking hat on. I'm after a nice fucking gift for her in fucking doors for the Tulip Festival, you know.
Have you got any money? Any actual cash, or have you just got a few pennies from your piggy bank? If there's anyone funnier than me in this godforsaken country, then I haven't met them. How much do you want to spend? How much do you actually want to spend?
I'm not worried about the price, Sunshine, just so long as it's special enough to keep me in favour with her in fucking doors, you know.
What about this intricate little brooch depicting a yellow and red tulip entwined around a tiny rose branch?
Rose branch? You're having a fucking laugh, aren't you? Looks more like a fucking twiglet, and one that's had a good licking at that. The brushwork is fucking atrocious, like something a wonky child would do.
There's only one child in here, and that's you, my choir boyfriend. I suggest you take your little pink head out of here and go and spend your pocket money on some fucking bubble gum.
Call me a child again, Squire, and I'll rip your fucking head off and kick it over Sherwood Forest, which is fucking miles away.
You're a fucking child in a child's body.
Eddie lunged forward as if to grab Neil Hunt. But Neil was too nimble for him and managed to run to an area of the workshop that was a different area to where he was previously standing, an area where he hung his nonsense tools for shaping his nonsense pottery. He started to throw them at Eddie, but they just bounced off him like he was the owner-operator, or maybe Lisa, you know, who's got a lease of a specialist force field. Actually, he probably hadn't leased it on reflection, Andy, as that market is largely limited to military use. Only possibility would maybe be Infinity Rocket... would be Infinity Rocket Plaskets, but they're fucking hard to get hold of these days. So I'm guessing it was an outright purchase. Eddie walked straight toward him, ignoring the impact of the nonsense tools, and grabbed him around the throat.
Nobody calls me a child twice, you little shit potter. How about I destroy every fucking tulip pot in here and use the fucking bits to line the new carp pond I'm putting in me fucking garden?
Get off me! Do you not realise who and what you are dealing with here?
No, pray, you fucking tell me, you horrible fucking melt.
I'll have you know, the PE teacher at my nephew's school has an archery set that he has said I can borrow any time I want.
Well, phone him up then, you fucking can't, can you? Because I've got you whacked up like a mouse in a fucking vice. Now, apologise and maybe we can proceed with a tulip transaction. I'm still well fucking up for that.
All right, all right, why is it always little old me? I helped paint the church minibus, and I've never urinated in the outdoors. Listen, I'm sorry. You are a great, big, fully grown man. Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's fucking super. Now, how much for that large tulip vase with the cricket balls on the fucking side?
£2,000.
I'll fucking take it. The wife loves cricket.
Guess what? An excellent choice, sir.
Well, all's well that ends well. May I wish you all the fucking best and good luck with all your future endeavours.
As Eddie left the shop, a broad smile appeared across Neil's face.
That vase is a piece of shit. It's made from the faulty clay and won't last more than 24 hours. But best of all, those are not cricket balls, but miniature Edam cheeses. His wife is in for a gut-wrenching shock. I'm Neil Hunt, and I'm loving my life.
So, shenanigans in Yarm, Andy.
Very good. Always good to hear from Eddie Howe. We've got some more commentary from Mark Lawrenson. He's been doing the Champions League final at the weekend.
Oh, right.
For the Paraguayan national TV network. So I've got some little snippets of that if you want to hear one of them.
That would be lovely. That would be lovely.
Here we fucking go. Long ball forward there from the right back. A bit too much pace on it. Gone out of play. You know, I wonder why I bother recycling when I see some of the pollution that these Chinese factories have got coming out of their chimneys. Suppose you've got to do your bit though, haven't you? Well, there's a misplaced pass there. It's gone out for a throw-in. A little bit there. Maybe he's go back to that a bit later on.
Oh, am I ever going to get another throw-in, Andy?
You just had a throw-in.
I know, but I was like three throw-ins on the trot.
Three? Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, Andy, have you got any ASMR stuff?
I haven't got any personally. I do have some sizzling fat noises that you can deploy if you've got one of your own.
Yeah, I'll do some. It might help the listeners get off to sleep. Yeah.
That's good. All right, here we go.
Kite handles with peas. Soup on a hairbrush. Melted horse. Found hankies. Slow roast German music. Indian feeling paper. Great big super onion. Night night, everyone. There you go.
I just need to write down. Great Big Super Onions as the title of this episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You mentioned Infinity Rocket Plastics there earlier. I've had a bit of contact with them because I rang up the Showbiz Centre
yeah.
the other day.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to join. As you know, I'm trying to become a member.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And I've been doing a bit of acting recently in a film, which I'm not allowed to talk about too much, but that'll be coming out soon. So I feel as though I'm now worthy of the Showbiz Centre. So I rang up and I got Herman from Infinity Rocket Plastics record the call. Yeah. He's very sharp.
Isn't he?
He's new there, very sharp. And he's done that. So I'll play the tape of the phone call. Hello? Hello, is that the Showbiz Centre? Yeah, is he speaking to Milky Jackson? I'm the general manager. How can I help you? I'm just wondering if I can apply for membership. Maybe she can. Are you in showbiz? Sort of, yeah. I've just done some acting in a film. And I do a podcast with one of your club members. Well, who's that then? Bob Mortimer. Yeah, there's no one called Bob Mortimer works here. No, he doesn't work there. He's a member. He's in showbiz. Ah, oh, right. Yeah. Oh, Bob Mortimer. Oh, is he the one that smells of fish? Yeah, that'll be him, yeah. Can I get a membership then as, like, an associate of his? No, he'll have to propose you, and then one of the membership committee will have to approve it. Right, who's on the membership committee? Well, it's mostly just Bananarama, but they don't come in very often, so you'll have to wait till one of the days when they're in. Right, okay. Just out of interest, who's in the Showbiz Centre there today? Well, Bananarama's been in all morning, but they've just gone out for a look about down Carnaby Street. Right, okay. Who else? Anybody else famous in there? Oh, Ben Shepherd. Ben Shepherd's in, you know him, off the Bitcoin game. Yeah, uh-huh. He's got his little dog in with him. We've got a rule about dogs. Only little dogs are allowed in the Showbiz Centre. They can only come in if they fit in a carrier bag. Right. Well, I probably won't want to bring my dog if I'm allowed in. It has to be the whole of the dog in the carrier bag. It's no good if his head peeps out the top of the carrier bag. Yeah, that's not an issue. I'd not bring the dog. So I sent to Ben Shepherd. I says, is that your sheep in the carrier bag? And he says, what? I says, what were you being a shepherd and that? I suppose I thought you'd bring a sheep along with you. And he says, no, that's a dog. I says, is it your sheep, dog? What were you being a shepherd? And he says, no, it's a pug. And he said he hasn't got a sheep, dog. I says, well, it's no wonder you haven't to do the Bitcoin game because you're not much use of being a proper shepherd. And he just kept saying he wasn't a proper shepherd. And I says, I know you're not. That's what I'm saying. And I just had to walk away and then go and collect empties for 5 minutes while I calm down. Right. Well, you'll not have that problem with me because I'll not bring me dog to London. Ah, right, good. Well, look, if you don't get Bob Mortimer to propose your membership, we'll see if we can get you in. You'll have to send £179.99 for the Showbiz Centre uniform. No, you can't get in without the uniform. What's the uniform? It's navy blue jogging pants and a bleached denim jacket with sheepskin collar. Right. Right, I might need to save up for that then, but I'll send that over as soon as I've got it. Look, I have to go now because that sheepdog's got out of its bag and it's eating fag ends off the floor. Try, mate. Right, bye. And that's when the call ended.
Yeah, I don't fancy your chances, Andy, because why do you want to go there so much?
Well, it's the place to be, isn't it? It's where all the celebrities hang out and that. And I think, you know, being a podcaster and an actor now, that it's where I belong.
Yeah, Sian Phillips, you know, the weather lady, she was in the other day.
I'll bet, yeah, people like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she were eating a Caramac in the corner, just quietly, having
just
a Caramac.
Just keep myself to herself. Oh, that's all I do. I just go in and just people watch.
Well, they're never going to let you in, Andy, you know, so, but good luck.
You're
in a film, but you still describe yourself, so you describe yourself as an actor now?
I could do. Actor, podcaster.
Entrepreneur. Bloody hell.
Jobless.
You're killing it, aren't you, man?
Oh, man, yeah.
As we're on with the Infinity, I got a little snippet through from them, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little bit of an interview between Scotty Parker and Neil Warnock, and it was never broadcast.
Yeah.
You'll probably see why. Would you like to hear? It's only short.
Okay.
Starts off with Neil. So, Scotty, are you going to try and make a real impact on Premier League, you know, like on the Premier League next season? You know, like really go for it?
Oh, I doubted very much, my darling. Oh, what's the point? Don't question that.
Are you being serious? I mean, that's the whole point, is to have a go, isn't it, really?
No, it's better money and less hassle, just coming straight back down again.
But, you know, it's ruining championship, you know, these clubs coming down with a sack full of money. You know, it's ruining it, isn't it, really?
I give a fuck.
Scotty, your trousers always seem to be a bit tight, Scotty. Do they not give you a cold arse on touchline? I hate having a cold arse, me, like, really.
My arse is made of wood. It's not temperature sensitive. I could literally paint my trousers under it, darling.
You got quite a small haircut, haven't you, Scotty? Do you find that works for you, really?
Big hair, small hair. I don't give a fuck, darling. As long as my arse is sealed and varnished, I'm good to go.
You don't... The other thing, you don't seem... You know, not really. Really, you don't seem to bother with having a personality, Scotty. And for me, that was what it were all about, really. You know, I've no interest in football.
I had a personality once, so I didn't like it, darling.
Really?
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 Really, darling.
So that's a snippet of something, Andrew?
Yeah, it's something. You've got to give these things a go sometime, haven't you? Just see what happens. Time to throw for the star prize now, Bob. 101 or more in 6 darts.
Yes. I can't wait. I got my arrows ready, Andy.
Here we go. Throw your first dart, Bob.
Okay. Here we go.
15.
Nice.
Another one. 8. Another one. Treble 11.
Nice.
15, 8, 23, 30. That's 50, 56. Again. Single 8. 64. Treble 12.
Treble 12. Gotta be near.
That's 100. One dart. Last dart. One. Gone. Fucking outside the board, you clown. Fuck me.
The pressure got to me.
God, Jesus Christ. All you got to do is hit the board.
I should have just aimed for the bull.
Just anywhere on the board? Yeah. I've got to show you what you could have won. It's driver's carriage from 1994 into City 125.
Oh, I would have loved that.
That would have been all yours.
Would have loved that, Andy.
Sorry about that, but there you go. Just quickly go back over to Mark Lawrenson again. Let's just see what was happening in the Champions League final the other night with him. Centre back seems to have gone down with a calf injury, I think it is there. Trainer's coming on. You know, I've been thinking maybe I don't need to stain the decking this year. See what happens if you don't weatherproof it. You just assume you've got to do it every year, but, you know, maybe not. He's back on his feet again now, and the opposition's put it out for a throw. Another throw in there.
Wish you'd give
me
another...
Is that what you want or what you don't want? I can't tell.
What I want is, it's a throw-in. It's another throw-in now.
Well...
Another throw-in.
Yeah, well, do your own. That's what you want.
I'll do my fucking own. Peter Beardsley, God bless him. He's given me one of his vlogs, MP okay. somethings or whatever.
Yeah.
It's right. A nice one. I'll read it out for you, for Peter.
All right, Bob. I'm just in the back kitchen cleaning up a pan that's got a load of burnt scrambled egg on it, like, you know. Pretty big job on account of it being a 12-egg scramble I was cooking up for the wife, you know. I've got quite a few different scrub tools to take the job on. I've got one of those, like, you know, flat circles of loopy looped copper wire, you know, that you can scratch. I got one of these brushes, like a big toothbrush, you know, with quite long bristles on it, but to be honest, it's well out of its depth with this job, like, you know. Reckon it's only really suitable for light muck, really. My favourite, though, is my, like, yellow square sponge with a layer of rough green material on one side of it, like, you know. I like it because it's, you go sponge, then turn it rough, sponge, rough. It's like dual purpose, you know. One thing I should point out, Bob, is that the rough size, it can lose its rough when it gets clogged up, you know, with, like, the egg guns and that. So best to run it under the tap light before getting stuck back in. Dog dead. I suppose I should tell you why my scrambler's got burnt, really, you know. About an hour ago, a wife called me down into her front room where she was having a bit of mid-morning police interceptors, you know, the good surely.
I'm expecting a visitor this morning, so keep your dreary face in the background, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course, love. May I ask who is coming round?
No, you may not, but I'll tell you anyway, it's Mr. Sting.
Oh, but what? Right, from the Massive House?
The very fucking same.
Why is he coming down here? I mean, you don't even know him, really.
You mean you don't know him, but he has got a right shine on for me. I met him working me shift for Geordie Heat, and I stupidly left me knee brace behind his barn, and he has kindly offered to return it to me, which is more than you would ever do for me, you lazy fucking Doyle.
Just about then, there was...
Yeah, just about then, there was the sound of a... Well, it sounded like a jet aeroplane, you know, pulling up outside the house. And then a knock on the door.
Answer that, and make yourself fucking scarce. And don't stare at him with your fucking pancake face. I don't want him turning queasy on me.
I opened the door, and there he was wearing what looked to me like a frogman's suit, but it probably wasn't a frogman's suit.
Get out of my way! I am Mr. Sting from the Massive House with the massive drive and the massive turrets, and I have arrived in the world's only jet-powered supercar with its massive fog lamp and bio-emphatic ejector seat.
So he just strode past me into the front room, and I, like, hovered about in the doorway so I could get a nose at you and what is going on in that.
Hello, Carol Beasley. Who was that awful man that answered the door? He had the whiff of a parrot about him. Oh, that's just one of my staff. He's from that place, you know, they send people what can't get work. I'm just trying to help him out. Have a seat, Mr. Sting. On the easy chair, or maybe on the sofa, fucking next to me. This place is tiny. Shishicho, are you being held here against your will? We could escape in my supercar and be in Bordeaux, France within 18 minutes.
No, this is just my servant's quarters. I was doing my morning inspection. You have to keep your eye on them. They can be very fucking chaotic.
I agree. Oh, that television is our television, our big phone. It's tiny, I could not watch that. My main TV is 30 foot by 20 foot and is made from silver. I thought you were... I bought your knee brace, by the way. It must have come off when we were fiddling with my loot.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Sting. That's so very fucking kind of you.
Yeah, Sting saw me hovering by the door.
You boy, fetch me some barley water, 2 jammy dodgers and a probiotic thinking drink and get your hair cut. You look like a bloke off the Lego.
Well, that's not very nice. A bit rude, if you don't mind me saying.
Yes, I very much do mind. My word, I can see why no one wants to employ you. You remind me of a fucking roadkill. Now, get out of my sight before I thrash you with my loot.
No, are you going to let him speak to me like that?
Yes, for the time being, but he is on thin ice. Right. You are very, very, very lucky, as I have written a song about today's mission, and I shall sing it for you now. As a gift, it surpasses even large diamonds and even space car fuel. So listen. Oh, Mr. Sting, oh, Mr. Sting, he drives a supercar. Oh, Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, it's powered by caviar. He drove it into the maiden to return her precious sling. The maiden's knees had trembled at the sight of Mr. Sting.
God help us, that is fucking excruciating. Sounds like one of my rough, rough, rough sponges scraping on a turtle's back.
How dare you criticise my beautiful, massive song, you dozy, bent-faced farmer. All right, that's enough. Don't you fucking dare talk to my husband like that, you pumped up fucking streak of piss. Husband, he's fucking insect. Right, get out. Go on, fuck off before I take that loot, bury it in your skinny fucking chest and shit on the strings. With pleasure, this place is a dump and I will probably get the monkeypox just from looking at it. Goodbye.
Thanks for sticking up for me, love.
Come and sit down here on the sofa, Peter.
I'm in trouble, love.
No, you're a good lad, Peter.
Thanks, love.
But tell me, what is that fucking awful stench coming from the kitchen?
Oh, shit, it's me scramblers. And so, here I am, scrub, scrub, sponge, sponge, rough, rough, working away on the pan like a gun, you know. Hold on, but I'll just take these rubber gloves off and tell you a couple of jokes from my old jokes book. So I know you like them, Bob. What did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car? Robin, would you get in the car, please? A bloke in a tractor drove past me shouting, the end of the world is nigh. I think it must have been Farmageddon. That's not great. My wife left me and she took the Skybox and all my Bob Marley records. No woman, no sky. I'll see you, Bob, anyway. One Peter Beasley, the only one Peter Beasley. See, Bob.
So there's Peter. Sting was Sting better watch himself taking on Carol Beasley, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he's matched. And Peter's very good to share so many aspects of his life with us, I think. It's very, very open.
He's very open, yeah.
Quickly go back over to Lawrenson, a bit more Champions League commentary from him. Throw in there, halfway line. Barbara says we should get a tortoise. I've put my foot down, though. Those things live for 100 years. She must be mad. He's going out for a throw-in just on the edge of the penalty area there. And another throw-in.
Yes.
Oh, you got it in the end.
I only got one.
You got it in the end.
I only got one. Is that our lot then, Andy?
I reckon that's about... From us. Oh, quickly, one thing I meant to ask you before we go. Do you reckon Chaka Khan still feels for you?
I don't know, Andy.
I mean, it was 1984 and the song wasn't even written by her, it was written by Prince, so it's hard to say if she ever truly felt the sentiment behind the song. I mean, Chaka Khan's version of the song's written in the key of G sharp major with a tempo of 125 beats per minute in common time.
God.
And a vocal span from D sharp to A sharp in the song. I don't know if that gives you any kind of clue whether she still feels for
you. If I say yes, will that stop it?
It'll stop for now. Yeah.
Thank God for that. Thank you, Parsnippers, for your attention.
Thank you very much, Parsnippers.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.